baby's on the other side.
It hasn't happened yet, friend.
Washed out, and I can't swim, and my baby's on the other side.
I dig that. I tell you one thing, man, when I go to that big record hop in the sky, I hope that they've got a George Jones record there. It's 11:30 from KBLA, Burbank, California. Making its last stand against the big timers.
The patterned wings of butterflies. Truth it lives in a distant land of snow and ice.
Delving into the depth of the watermelon wishing well, a close-up, uptight view of the progress of Papa's brand-new bag, baby. It's the rainy days popping it, just like you would if you got in a movie in Nashville and just pop that popcorn bag right in somebody's ear. Would that blow their mind while they're watching James Bond? 11:40:32 in the Diamond Mine on a very groovy Friday night. A little local drizzle tonight, and if you've ever had your local drizzle, you know how bad that can get. Low clouds in the morning and becoming sunny in the afternoon, Saturday and Sunday. How much temperature change? An overnight low tonight of around 60 and a high tomorrow 84. Currently at the Civic Center, it's still 62 degrees.
Be the first person to call the Hullabaloo at Hollywood 68281 when the next animal record is played and win free 2 tickets to the giant animal concert at the Hullabaloo next weekend. Listen for the next animal record, then call the Hullabaloo at Hollywood 68281.
Super 15 KBLA.
Here's the KBLA Valley Calendar.
Concert artist Stephen Barnes will perform the entire Beethoven Piano Sonata in Cycle 1-7 in programs at the San Fernando Valley State College beginning Saturday, June 17th. Be there.
Send your club or civic announcement to Valley Calendar, KBLA, Burbank.
The final fling in the Diamond Mine would not be complete without a record from the Yardbirds. Which has got to mean that Papa isn't uptight at all.
Oh, I'm sad.
11:36 KBLA Super Music Time. Friday night in the Diamond Mine. Out of sight is what it is. A little more than heavy tonight. One of the records that is synonymous with the Diamond Mine, the progress of love. Plotting their way in the murky madness of today's world, will they happen like they should? From the Diamond Mine comes a great big Y-E-S, exclamation point.
With pictures and words.
It's 11:40 now, KBLA Super Music Time, in the Diamond Mine. Folks, if I told you what was taking place right now, you wouldn't believe it in a million years.
Made out of love.
Buckingham's.
Like one of those bunnies out of the Playboy Club. Baby!
Yeah.
You got that soul running.
One of my favorite characters in the Diamond Mine has been a girl named Sandoz. And I know that she is one of your uptight views.
But out of sight!
Got it, girl!
Oh, Sandoz.
And that's Eric Burdon, and those are the animals, and that's Sandoz. And ladies and gentlemen, we have reached the conclusion of KBLA Radio. Stand by for an exciting, brand-new radio station to come up at midnight tonight, 15 minutes from now. Those of you who have called and expressed concern for the Diamond Mine and where it might be going or whether we'd be on the air, we will not be on the air anywhere in Los Angeles as it is as of this point. I'm sadly to report that to you for those of you who have called and wondered, but we will not be on the air. I want to take this opportunity to thank all of you who have liked this program, who have stood by this program, who have believed in this program, although it didn't pan out. But all of you that did stand by, and all of you that did listen, and all of you that wrote, and all of you that called, and all of you that were good, loyal KBLA listeners, the station appreciated it, and I appreciate it. I take this opportunity also to thank KBLA Radio for a great year and 7 or 8 months, whatever it was. And all of us in the Diamond Mine, from the Big Mama to the dogs to me, thank you for a good run. We may have not won the rating battle, but we sure did make people play some long album cuts on their radio stations, which they didn't want to do. And as we sink into the dire depths of the Diamond Mine, never more to come out, we will pause and reflect that this, friends, is the end. But I think we found the handle. Goodbye, everybody.
This is the end. Beautiful friend.
Information.
At 11:55, it's partly cloudy with light smog in the valley. This is Gary Whitaker for your information. Radio station KBLA has been advised by telegram this evening from the Federal Communications Commission that has now been assigned new call letters. This means that in just a moment, you'll be hearing the final broadcast of our station name, KBLA, under the ownership of George E. Cameron, Jr. Communications. And awaiting you also is a new programming concept for the familiar 1500 spot on your radio dial. We invite you to stay tuned for this dramatic moment in the life of a radio station, its management, staff, and its loyal audience. Please stay tuned. And now, here is the last, final, and official sign-off of radio station KBLA and the end of a beautiful friendship and the beginning of another.
Since the year 1952... radio station KBLA, dedicated to the proposition that a radio station is an integral part of the community and an extension of the art of communication, has endeavored to serve its listeners with the best in music, news, and community service. And as it must to all men and to all radio stations, there must be a beginning and there must be an end. And this tonight and this morning is the end. But in demise, there is also birth, and thus on this night and early morning, we invite you, our listeners, to the spectacular moment when both the end and the beginning blend into the future. And you are here to witness the transition from an old radio station to the first toddling steps of the infant radio station who begs your prayers as it marches into this new day of Saturday. Lusty in voice, dedicated in purpose, and assured of success according to the sum of each of your best wishes. And so for the last time, the familiar sign-off. This is radio station KBLA, Burbank, California, owned and operated by George E. Cameron, Jr. Communications, broadcasting on its assigned frequency of 1,500 kilocycles, by authority of the Federal Communications Commission, signing off for the last time. Ladies and gentlemen, dedicated especially now to the valor and to the courage of the United States military servicemen and women, wherever, however they may be, our national anthem. You are now listening to radio station KBBQ, Burbank, California, owned and operated by George E. Cameron, Jr. Communications, broadcasting on its assigned frequency of 1,500 kilocycles by authority of the Federal Communications Commission. And now, this brief message from Robert B. McWhirter, President of George E. Cameron, Jr., Communications.
On behalf of George E. Cameron, Jr., Communications, and on behalf of George E. Cameron himself, as owner of station KBBQ, I offer the staff of our brand new radio station the heartiest best wishes and prayers for success and meaningful service to the public of Los Angeles and the San Fernando Valley.
Here now is Bill Wardlaw, program director of the brand new radio station KBBQ.
In the days ahead, we invite you to be a KBBQ listener and to share a thrilling participation as we share with you the spirited music of a great nation. The music of the March of Progress as courageous men and women trek the uncertain paths across the frontiers. We invite you to join us in listening to the heartbeat of a nation as the lyrics tell us of the adventure, the pathos, the romance of a growing country. We invite you through our music to accept a warm handshake and participation and partnership as we cross the threshold into the privacy of your home, a privilege which we promise you shall always be honored. I am indeed honored on behalf of the staff and management of KBBQ to introduce the first recording to be broadcast on the new KBBQ. And fittingly, we have selected the music by my Capitol recording friend Buck Owens, who will be featured on July 7th, concert at the Hollywood Bowl. Welcome to the world of KBBQ.
Hello, everybody. Hi.
Welcome to the world of KBBQ in the valley.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail.
Buck Owens and the Buckaroos here on the Larry Scott Show on a brand new KBBQ, country music 24 hours a day for the great San Fernando Valley. It's 10 and a half after midnight. This is Marty Robbins.
Carmen.
Robbins tonight, Carmen number 24 this week on the KBBQ Sizzlin' 60.
KBBQ in the valley.
It's 13 and a half minutes after midnight here. Larry Scott all night long till 5:30 this a.m. Listen to a brand new one. This is by Tammy Wynette, along with David Houston, My Elusive Dream.
I followed you to Texas,
my lucid dream.
This has got to be a hit. My Elusive Dream, a brand new one by David Houston and Tammy Wynette here on the Larry Scott Show from KBBQ, the hottest brand in the valley.
If you live in the San Fernando Valley, KBBQ will broadcast your club, church, school, or other community announcements without charge. Simply mail your announcements to Valley Calendar, KBBQ, Burbank.
It's 17 minutes after midnight here on a brand new day. This is 17th day of June 1967, and a very historic day for Los Angeles, Hollywood, and the greater San Fernando Valley. Here's a brand new one by Pretty Miss Lucy the Star. 17 after midnight.
Who's gonna stand by me while I get over you?
Stand By Me, a new one by Pretty Little Miss Lucille Starr, one half of the Canadian Sweethearts from Vancouver, B.C. at 19 and a half minutes after midnight on the Larry Scott Show from KBBQ.
KBBQ, country music in the valley.
Here's one of our favorite people, George Hamilton IV. Song called Break My Mind.
Baby,
Good morning, everybody. It's 7:30 in the a.m. on KQB Radio.